All right, welcome to episode 78. It's Labor Day, Monday. And I didn't work this morning, but woke up and saw that the 2017 CMA nominations were out. So I thought we would run through some of these and not pick who I want to win or who I think deserves to win.
Oh, Mike fell.
Oh.
Dude, we gotta get a better studio. Yeah, let it keep rolling. This is what we have. We have an old table from college that I had. Anyway, I went to college. I graduated in 2002. That's how long ago I've had this equipment. There we go. Putting the microphone back up. Good. Jeez. This podcast gets like millions of listens. Okay. So it's not who I think's deserving or who I like the best. It's who I think will win. Make sense?
Yep.
So it's just if I were Vegas, if I were a betting man, or I'm telling you who to bet on, who I think is going to win. Not who I think deserves to win, not who I want to win, but who I think will win. And so here are your full lists. We start at the big one here. And these are the Entertainer of the Year awards. And so up for Entertainer of the Year are Garth Brooks.
But one day you'll meet the girl you swore you'd never find. Start beating things you never felt and spending all your time.
Luke Bryan.
60 seconds now feels more like 30. TikTok won't stop and round it goes.
Eric Church.
If I could only kill a word.
Chris Stapleton.
Frog and halos for little wings.
And Keith Urban. This is always an interesting category because Garth Brooks won it a year ago, I think. Cause it was the 50th. Right, he won the big one because it was like the anniversary. Maybe it was 2 years ago.
2 years.
2 years ago. And I think a lot of that had to do with that. I love Garth, and he tours like crazy, but he hasn't had a lot of radio hits. None, actually. So I think Entertainer of the Year kind of encompasses all of that. It encompasses what do you do touring, what do you do radio, what do you do anywhere else. I mean, and so because of the lack of radio, I don't think Garth Brooks wins it this year. I think he deserves to be up there because he's playing shows like nobody else is. I'm excited to see that Eric Church was nominated because Eric Church gets left out of this category a lot when I think he's deservingly so.
If
Luke is the biggest star in our format, and Luke will win it more times than not.
60
who won it last year? Did Luke win it last year? Hold on. Who is it?
It was Garth.
It was Garth last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was for the 50th.
So last year was the 50th?
Mm-hmm.
Was last year in Dallas? Did I go to Dallas last year for that? Dang. Okay, so I think it being the 50th had a lot to do with Garth winning it last year. Not that he's not deserving, but I think that helped in his favor, is that it was this big ceremony, and a lot of greats were back, and he is arguably the biggest country star we've ever had, and he's still active. So I take Garth out of it. I take Stapleton out of it. Because as much as his music is sold, and that's a part of it, he doesn't have the rest of it, meaning he doesn't have the entertainer part of it that people are going to want to see. I think it comes down to Luke and Keith with, I think this year, some of these Luke, Garth, Church votes are going to split themselves. I think Keith Urban wins Entertainer of the Year this year. I think he's the one probably that people expect least, but Keith has radio hits. He tours like crazy. He does television. I think Keith wins Entertainer of the Year this year. Who you got?
I got Luke winning.
Yeah. I mean, Luke, I think Luke's the easy pick.
Mm-hmm.
If I were going to tell someone to bet money on it, though, I'd say bet Urban because his odds aren't going to be as bad as Luke's. Luke's probably the favorite.
Yeah.
But I think Keith wins it this year. I'll just go ahead and say I think Keith wins it this year. All right. Let's see here. These females of the year. Mm-hmm. Females of the year. Kelsey Ballerini. Yeah, we were legends. Loving you, baby. It was hell. Miranda Lambert. Hey there, Mr. Tin Man. Reba. You gotta get down on your knees. Believe, fold your hands. Maren Morris. Can I get a hallelujah? And Carrie Underwood. She can hear those church bells ringing, ringing. Miranda wins this one walking away. Like, nobody else has a chance to win this but Miranda. I think if Carrie were still putting out music, and if Carrie were still... Like, Carrie's retired right now, basically. Mm-hmm. She finished the tour. She's like, I'm not putting out any music. I'm good. Yeah, I don't think Carrie wins because of that. If she were still cranking it out, I think she should have been up in the Entertainer of the Year category. But she's not.
She won last year.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because she kept cranking away. And Miranda had a bunch of songs that bombed even before this album. Like, missed a bunch of songs. There's not even an outside shot here.
Yeah.
I mean, Reba being in it. Reba isn't doing anything. She put out this little record here. I say little. This one record. But she's not, like, touring like crazy. Or did she have a T? I think this goes to the lack of females that are making noise right now, that Reba is in this category. She's obviously one of the greatest of all time, and I think she's awesome, and she's been super nice to me. But I think if any other female had two hits, they would be up in this. But I can't think of any that do. So it's easier to put, and it's better to put Reba in there than to take someone who's like a new artist and throw them up into this category. Because I think last year Martina McBride was in the category or something like that. You know, there's always that. That's just because there aren't a lot of current females. So Miranda Lambert wins this one easily. I just don't see anyone pressing her for it at all. Miranda wins it easily. I don't even know who I'd pick second. Maren or Carrie or, I mean, I don't know. Mike?
I think I'd go, yeah, Miranda, but I think second, I'd go with Maren, just because she had a big year.
She had a big year, but I think she was, didn't she win a one last year?
No, she was nominated last year.
I guess she won a Grammy, maybe. Yeah, I think it's easy. I think Miranda wins this one walking away. So you want Miranda too?
Yeah.
Over here, let's go to male vocalist, Dierks.
Make my world go black.
Eric Church. Thomas Red. Chris Stapleton. Keith Urban. Break on me, shattered like glass. All right, Mike, go first.
I say Eric Church.
Yeah, I think Stapleton wins it.
Because really?
When people say male vocalist, it's not Entertainer of the Year. It's who sings. I think Stapleton wins male vocalist.
The 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do, because he put out another freaking record.
That is true.
That outsells everything else. I would like to see, and we're not supposed to do like to see, but I don't care. I would like to see Dierks win this one, because Dierks is always like second place. I do see where there's a scenario where like the Churches and Stapleton split the votes. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think Keith Urban wins this, because a lot of people are going to vote for him for Entertainer of the Year. And you're not going to see someone win both categories. Or you haven't in recent memory. You're not going to see someone win Entertainer of the Year and Male Vocalist. Male Vocalist is kind of the... I don't want to use a soccer reference, but... Yeah, how about... Male Vocalist is kind of the wild card in baseball. Mm. You know, you didn't quite get the Entertainer of the Year, but you got the second place category. That and Female Vocalist. Like... I mean, one could argue that Miranda should be an Entertainer of the Year over... I mean, I could put her over Garth, and I love Garth. But for this category, I could put Miranda over Garth. But then Miranda hasn't... That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. If they switch those two out, I wouldn't be angry with it. But also wouldn't force it. I think Luke deserves it. Church deserves it. Aldean completely shut out again.
Yeah.
again. He wins Entertainer of the Year at the ACMs and then gets shut out at the CMA.
Nothing.
It's just different voters. There's different voters. What's the commercial here?
Sleep Number.
I literally just woke up from my Sleep Number bed. You know, I talk about my Sleep Number bed and how great I sleep, and my setting is 30. My dog sleeps in my Sleep Number bed. He's actually in the room right now. You may hear him rolling around on the carpet right now. Because he had a great sleep on a Sleep Number bed. And maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed and you thought, maybe I can't afford one. But really, can you afford another restless night's sleep? Come here. So great news. There's never been a better time to go to a Sleep Number store where all the beds are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. This is the picture you should get right here. The dog doing the Bobby Cats with me right here as I read a commercial. Maybe you've considered it. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose the comfort and the support that's right for you. It adjusts on each side. It's perfect for couples. And so now, but there is that new Sleep Number 360 bed. I don't have this bed yet. It is so smart. It actually senses your every move and adjusts to you so you can sleep comfortably throughout the night. Man, it's a smart bed. That is crazy. That's what I need. My Sleep Number setting is 30. Go to, right now, let's see what's happening here. Save 50% on innovative limited edition beds now through Labor Day. Go to sleepnumber.com to find one near you. There you go. I do really love that bed, though. Dusty, you good? All right. Let's see here. So, wait, did we pick male vocalist? I picked Stapleton. You picked
Eric Church.
Eric Church. All right. Keep track of these. It's a whole different story if we pick who I want to win, but that ends up getting me in trouble. Let's see. How about single of the year? Now, what this is, and here's the difference, is that single of the year means it's an award to the artist, the producers, the mix engineers. It's like how they make the song sound, like when you hear it through speakers. It's not just how good the song is. It's, I remember John Mayer coming in the studio and being like, listen to just the recording of this song, talking about Gravity. And that's kind of what single is, like the recording of the song, the instruments, the voices, how they're layered. And so here are the nominees. Sometimes Little Big Town, Better Man. Blue Ain't Your Color from Keith Urban. Looks good on the sky. Body Like a Back Road. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes. Wouldn't it be funny if Sam Hunt won? Not because he shouldn't, but because the old their guard of country, they don't want him to win. They don't. I would love to see Sam Hunt win this guy. Like, just out of my own want, I would love to see that. Or John Party, Dirt in My Boots. Because this is the most progressive, old school album I've ever heard in my life. Because this sounds like a Sam Hunt record with a cowboy hat. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. And then Miranda, Tin Man. Hey there, Mr. Tin Man. All right. You don't. Who do you think wins it, Mike D?
I would say Little Big Town.
Wow, and really?
Yeah. Huh. Sometimes in the middle
of the night, I can feel you again. I'm torn between one, the Miranda Lambert vote, where a lot of people feel bad for her that she's not getting played on the radio. Mm-hmm. But radio's not the end-all, be-all, but she's still selling records. It's like Stapleton. Not really getting played on the radio that much, but it doesn't matter. Radio, people always go, radio's the only thing that matters. It doesn't. Look at these artists who are selling records without radio. I think people... Well, if they just see Miranda's name up there because they feel like she's, one, been in a bad life situation, is why she made the record. And two, it's such an artsy record. I think people like to see artsy record. It's a good record. I'm not saying it's not. I think it's Miranda or Keith because of the old school sound of this. Ooh, it's good on the sky. I mean, that one just sounds so different than anything else. I think Party and Hunt, they had a nice, they get nominated, so good for them. But there's no way they win. Not because they don't deserve it, but because they don't get voted for by the voters that be. I think it's hard for anybody to vote against Miranda. But I'm going to go Keith Urban, Blue Ain't Your Color. Like, this sounds more different, more distinct than any of the other songs do. On the wall, but darling, it your eyes. All right. Moving on. Let's do album of the year, The Breaker from Little Big Town. From A Room, Chris Stapleton. Heartbreak, Lady Antebellum. The Nashville Sound, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. And The Weight of These Wings, Miranda Lambert. I think Miranda Lambert wins this one again. Oh, boy, the Chris Stapleton one is the tough one there. And when you have two that are so heavy, you can have a split, and people can vote for both of them, and someone else could sneak through. I think it's pretty funny that Jason Isbell is in this, because not that he doesn't deserve to be, because I've listened to Isbell music. It's not my thing, but here's the guy who's always talking about not being accepted by country music.
And there he is,
being accepted by country music. Boy, that Miranda and Stapleton thing is tough. I'm going to go with Miranda again, because Stapleton's about to have From A Room Volume 2. It doesn't feel like a full project, maybe. There aren't as many tracks. Miranda was a double album. I think that probably gives her Album of the Year. Who would you pick before I gave you that great argument?
I go Stapleton.
Yeah?
I think it's just stronger.
It's a tough one, and I think people want to vote for Chris, too.
Yeah.
But Miranda put out a double album. A double album. And she's the underdog. Yeah, I think Miranda wins. I think Miranda wins this one. She won the ACM Album of the Year. But Stapleton wasn't in that one yet. You don't know how lucky you are. All right. Song of the Year. This goes to the songwriters. Better Man, which was written by Taylor Swift. Blue Ain't Your Color. Body Like a Back Road. Dirt on My Boots. Or Tin Man. Song of the Year. I just don't think people are going to vote like Body Like a Back Road. That's the biggest song our format has seen in years. In 5 years, it's the biggest song our format has seen in years. They're not going to vote on it. I just remove Dirt in My Boots and Body Like a Back Road because those two artists haven't paid their dues in the mind of the voter. Because you got to remember, this show is a little different than a fan-voted show. I think Blue Ain't Your Color wins again. Keith Urban, Blue Ain't Your Color. Song of the Year. You?
I think Tin Man wins for this one.
You're going with the cool Miranda vote, huh?
That's the cool one there.
Yeah. Let's see. Where are we at here? Vocal Group of the Year, Lady A. This is always a tough one. The tough part is always, who do you vote for, Little Big Town or Zac Brown Band? That's always the thing. Lady A, Little Big Town, Old Dominion, Rascal Flatts, Zac Brown Band. It's just between Little Big Town and Zac Brown Band, and I think it's Little Big Town because they actually stay in town, are really nice to everybody. Not that Zac Brown isn't, but he's not around. And I think the political game is a big part of it, too. Like, they play the Ryman, they do the residences of the Ryman. They're more Little Big Town wins again, Vocal Group of the Year. Nuts, Mike D's nuts.
Zac Brown Band.
Zac Brown Band's the best band, I think, in the history of country music. Now, do they have the accolades yet that Alabama has? No. Nor will they get on the awards or record selling side because the culture is different. But as far as there's never been a better band in country music than Zac Brown Band. Just from all the pieces and how amazing each of the artists are in that band, the show they put on, they're at, in my opinion, arguably, there's never been a better band than Zac Brown Band in country music. But I don't think they win. Little Big Town wins Vocal Group of the Year, in my opinion. Vocal Duo of the Year, Dan and Shay, Florida Georgia Line, Low Cash, Maddie and Tay, Brothers Osborne. Now, a couple things stick out to me. One here, Maddie and Tay got dropped from the record label just a bit ago. And I think they've re-signed with someone else, but they got dropped because they had nothing. They had no hits, no songs. I like them. But this shows you lack of vocal duos. The Raging Idiots probably sold more albums than Maddie and Tay. Like, I'm not I would check that, but I mean they're probably close there. A couple of these people I've actually talked to today. Dan and Jay, I talked to Dan. And Low Cash, one of the guys had their baby, and they weren't. The first text they got about it was for me. I text Preston, and I was like, "Dude, I'm of everybody on this list, I'm happiest for you that you. And he was like, "What?" He was like, "Holy crap!" My favorite nomination of this entire list is Lo Cash being nominated for Vocal Duo of the Year.
It's pretty cool.
It's my favorite one because if you listen to the Bobby Cast of Preston, just listen to their story. You're like, man, that is just grinding it out over years and perseverance. And they're not going to win. It's going to come down to FGL and Brothers Osborne again. Mm-hmm. And FGL hasn't won the last two times, ACM or CMA. I kind of like for them not to win again. But who is it in your mind, FGL or Brothers Osborne again?
I think FGL takes it back.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Brothers Osborne again. I just can't allow myself to say Florida Georgia Line wins. Musical event of the year. This is just when two artists get together. Craving You, Thomas Rhett with Maren Morris. Funny How Time Slips Away, Glenn Campbell with Willie Nelson. Killer Word, Eric Church with Rihanna and Giddens. Setting the World on Fire, Kenny Chesney and Pink. And Speak to a Girl, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill. I don't even think this one's close. Before I say who, do you think this one's close?
I mean, I don't think so.
I don't think this one's close. I think it's Kenny Chesney and Pink.
Really?
By mile. I don't know how anybody else wins this. Speak to a Girl with Tim and Faith that wasn't a hit. Kill a Word from Eric Church. People don't even know that was a thing with another artist.
True.
It sounded like, and also it just sounded like Jennifer Nettles was singing background vocals on it. More so than it was a featuring, because no one ever said Eric Church featuring Rihanna and Giddens. That was never said on the air. It was just Eric Church, Kill a Word. It wasn't like they featured it being a musical event of the year. And that could be the fault of the people who promoted it. I never said it. It wasn't written on my screen to say it. Featuring. Funny How Time Slips Away. Glenn Campbell, Willie Nelson. That's not going to win. If one pops up, it's Thomas Rhett with Maren Morris. But I think it's a little too contemporary and current to win.
You don't think the Kenny song's too kind of cool?
I don't, because it's Kenny Chesney. Mm. And Kenny Chesney's been CMA Entertainer of the Year multiple times. I think easily Kenny Chesney with Pink wins Setting the World on Fire, and is it the biggest hit of those, I believe, too. I know the Thomas Rhett song was the number one song, but who were you going to pick, Craving You?
Yeah.
Your opinion is as good as mine. New Artist of the Year, Luke Combs. No, he only has one hit. Old Dominion, multiple hits, should be in the running. John Party, definitely should be in the running. A great Brett Young, because his two hits sold so well, I could see that. Lauren Elena, one hit, she won't win. And of all of them, I think hers is probably the least known. So I'm going to eliminate Lauren Elena. I'm going to eliminate Luke Combs, too new. Old Dominion, nobody knows who they are. Like, if they walked down the street, you wouldn't know who they were. Great songwriters. They have two albums now and a bunch of hits. I think John Party or Brett Young, and I go with John Party as New Artist of the Year. Put out a great record. He's going to have three number ones by the time this is over. I mean, that California Sun, it's sold like crazy. People like the guy. So, John Party. Who do you have?
I also have John Party.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the broadcast awards. I'm not even talking about us. I'm out of that. My phone was blowing up this morning, and I was like, great. So, I think that's all the awards, huh?
That's it.
Who would you like of all these, of all the awards, you get to decide on one award and one winner. Like, you get to pick your favorite. It doesn't matter how crazy or how underdog they are. What's the one award that if you got control of it, you would take control and make someone a winner?
I would say Entertainer of the Year, Eric Church.
Wow.
Yeah. Just seeing him live is like, it's crazy. Like, nobody does that.
Have you seen, yeah, I agree. He does something that nobody does. Have you ever seen Keith Urban play a live concert?
I have.
Like a full show?
Yeah, I went to a show here.
I've just never seen something like that before. That's something that dynamic. Like, sure, they both are, it's different things. Both of them aren't a fart to Garth's show.
I've never seen Garth.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about Keith and Eric Church. go to a Garth show and then come back and tell me that Eric Church or Keith Urban, I mean, we start talking about those. The Garth show is the best show I've ever been to in my life.
Wow.
And I've been to all the, I've seen all of them. And they're all fantastic and all deserving. The Garth show is the best show I've ever been to in my life. By two notches. And not even close. And that's why he should be in the Entertainer of the Year category. The only person I could say could has an argument in there is Miranda. I'm surprised that Al Dean didn't get nominated for anything. Yeah. Again, but it's common for Al Dean not to be nominated at the CMAs. Forever, we just had that distinction, Al Dean and I, for years, it was Al Dean and I. I think we got a pity vote. If I got to control one category, it would be for male vocalist, and I would give it to Dirks. I think he deserves it. I don't think he'll win it. I mean, when you hear the word vocalist, you hear who can sing the best, and nobody sings with Stapleton. I would give it to Dirks because Dirks is right on that edge of being up in the Entertainer of the Year category. He just is always finishing like second place, man. He puts out great hits after hit, song after song. Man, I also just really like him.
Also a really good live show.
Also a really good live show. Yeah. It's going to be tough to take down Stapleton, but you pick Church in that category too. Yeah. I think you should have a boner for Eric Church.
Maybe.
How long has it been?
We've been 26 minutes.
Okay, I think that's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
I always know when people wake up, my calendar starts to fill up. I have a text here from Presnick. Hold on. Ba-ba-da-da-ba-ba. Ba-ba-da-da-ba-ba. Yeah, anyway. All right. Ooh, I guess that's it. Okay, I'm responding to text now. People are going, I can't believe this person didn't get nominated. I can't believe this person did get nominated. I'm not talking about anything. I may be there, may not. Who knows? I'd like to be part of the TV show. But, okay, cool. Peace out. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you. This has been your CMA special. By the way, our opinions... I never said I was voting for either. I get to vote. Do you vote?
I do.
We're both voters.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. We'll see you next time here on the Bobbycast. This was episode what?
78.
78. Coming up on episode 79, Forrest Whitehead, writer of many of Kelsey Ballerini's songs, a producer, and I think you're going to like the guy. Kind of be a guy in his 20s who moved to town, didn't have much, and started writing with Kelsey. Next thing you know, he's producing records, and he'll come in and talk about that. All right, thank you. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.